finish off with board reports, and I just, so I've been taking a, well, do other board members have board reports before I start?
Nothing for me.
Nothing.
I'm taking environmental quality law at the moment, and we had a unit, of course, on the Clean Water Act. It was so heavy. The professor is actually an attorney with DWR, who's been flying to UNLV every week to teach us, dear man. And but, you know, when he's talking about the Clean Water Act, it was all about permits and pipes going into surface water. And I'm thinking, gee, all my students are in Nevada. And so I was curious, it's like, okay, how much how much of Nevada is not in the closed basin? And it's basically just a little bit that's in the Colorado River Basin and a little bit that's in the Snake River Basin, and the whole rest of the state is closed basin. So I wanted the students to understand. So I was searching around for something to share with the class, and I came up with this nice little four-pager written by John Tracy, who I hope is still at DRI. And it's called The Environmental Impacts from Water Management in a Closed Basin, using Walker Lake as a case study. And the pullout quote is, "A sink becomes the memory of all the activities that impacted the basin's water resources over its history." So this is our region. Most, I mean, this is something we're dealing with that I think much of the rest of California doesn't recognize. They point to three main activities that have affected the water quality in the Walker drainage. First was water diversions, and that led to TDS concentrations increasing in Walker Lake, and then reservoir construction pulled more water out, so that raised TDS even more. Two fish populations died out of as a result of the salinity levels that increased from reservoir construction, and then people started pumping groundwater on top of that. So all of that has been leading to the decline in water levels and increase in salinity. The ecosystem crashed there a couple of years ago. I don't know what the current status is in Walker Lake, but this was just a nice overall view of the challenges of managing water quality in our region. Even though it's talking about Walker Lake, it applies to our region as well. So I just wanted to share that with everyone.
I read it.
It was nice. Nice reading. It's well written, yeah.
Yeah, I plan on sharing it with the Carson Watershed Conservancy District, Churchill, all the Nevada counties, and then off and the other end of Carson. It's a good article.
Yeah. So, that, we finished with board reports, and we can move on to the enforcement program.